All right. So yesterday we finished with the second Sarah Al-Bakar in verse 20. And it was saying that Adonai is able to do all things. I like doing this show because it's like a double whammy. It's like, not only am I doing the show live, but this is like the first time I've really read the Quran. So I'm just trying to make sense of it, knowing what I know about Christianity and Judaism, and trying to give you, the listener, a perspective of somebody that fairly well knows religion. Through Christianity's lens, through the Jewish lens, and now looking through an Islamic lens. And I find they all are Abrahamic faiths. And basically, we are all, as a group of believers, working to overcome the non-belief throughout the world so that we can eradicate the evil from off the land. And that's all we're trying to do. And you think that everyone would be for it. Be like, yeah, you know, we need to get rid of the brown stains on the wall of the house, or we need to get rid of the big dirt clump on the carpet. But no, they're going to be like, no, don't get rid of everything. Like, we like the house dirty, or we like the world evil. We don't want to clean the world up, but it's about time that we start cleaning the world up. So Islam, Christianity, and the law of Moses, and the people of Israel are going to help do that. All right. And the other thing is, like, the whole Jewish thing. That's just from one tribe. That's just from the tribe of Judah. So there's more tribes for the children of Israel that follow the laws of Moses, which is where the blessing came from Jacob through Moses. And now everyone has the laws behind the kingdom of heaven. And it's just up to Islam, Christianity, and the believers of Moses to set up the kingdom on earth like it is in heaven. All right, let's get straight into the Torah now. Or not the Torah, but the Quran. All right, so, O mankind, worship your Lord. Again, we have one Lord, the God of Abraham, the Adonai, the El Shaddai, that we all worship that God, all of us. And for a time now, there's been different paths to get into that light. But that light is like focusing like a laser now. So now we're about ready to start like the refining process of souls, if that makes sense. All right. So, O mankind, worship your Lord, the Adonai, who created you. We've read about that in the Torah, in Genesis. We know about how we were created by a superior being, God, and we are created for a purpose to go forth and multiply. And it seems like everywhere throughout the world now, at least on the Western Hemisphere, it's totally the opposite of that. So it's like we no longer serve purpose for being created. All right. And so, you know, it's time something got done about that. All right. So, worship the Lord who created you and those before you. So our Adonai, our creator, even created everyone before us. So think about how many billions of people existed to get us here to this point, and how many billions of people died to get us to this point. And how if there is a resurrection of the souls, which there is, but it's like for the non-believers, they don't believe that. But for the believers, we all believe in the resurrection for the souls. Then we know that death is kind of misunderstood. So it's like death ain't really the way we think about it. It's a little bit different. All right, verse 22. Who hath appointed the earth a resting place for you? So we're here resting, like humanity's here on earth resting. And the sky, a canopy. So that's like our little canopy of a tent. Like, it protects us, the sky, and causes water to pour down. So it's like a system that was created just for us, just for humans, for the believers to believe in the law to begin setting up the kingdom of heaven underneath that canopy that was set up for us. All right, it causes water to pour down from the sky and produces fruit, so we even have food down here. So our kingdom has food. And do not set up rivals to the Adonai, because you know better. So there is only one God. So the second you see two gods, you know that something isn't in an agreement. And that's our show for today. Muhammadur Rasulullah.